Hello and welcome to the Public Speakers Association Change Your World Virtual Summit. I'm so excited today to be joined by our next guest, Joanne A.J. Scott. How are you, Ms. Joanne?
I am fabulous, Tanya. How are you?
Always fantastic. So I am so excited to hear what you have to say. I know you spoke at our conference for the Public Speakers Association, and I was blown away by what you had to say. So just take it from here.
All right, wonderful. First of all, I am so excited to be here to talk to you guys today. My main focus this year has been how to leverage your life in different capacities and business and become a philanthropist. Well, today my focus is leverage your life and business, control your mental state. See, people, as we celebrate this month of June, National Safety and Mental Retardation Month, we must focus on our own mental state. This broadcast today, I want to give you three ways to maintain a sound mental state as you continue to build your business or nonprofit and help you go to the next level. The main three tools that we'll talk about today is positive self-talk, positive circles of friends and business partners, and a strong family support. You know, safety and mental retardation do not necessarily go hand in hand, and we all are aware of that. And mental retardation and mental illness is not the same either. However, the problem today is people who are mentally challenged with their actions and behaviors, it can affect your safety and mine. No, I'm not saying people who are mentally retarded have mental illness. No, mental retardation refers to below average intellectual functioning, whereas mental illness refers to a medical condition that affects a person's thought process, their feelings, the ability to relate to others, and to complete daily functioning activities. However, research studies show while only 3% of people suffer from mental retardation, a survey conducted last month revealed 18% of people in the age range of 18 to 54 admitted to some form of mental illness or disorder, but refused to seek help because of fear of losing their job. And that was published in the Harvard Medical Journal this month. Today, we will discuss three tools to help you keep a positive mental state as you continue to build your business and clientele base. I have always considered myself very lucky. I was blessed with a higher than average level of intelligence, which made learning come very easy for me. Yet as I look back on my life, I have found myself feeling mentally challenged and unmotivated during certain times of the year, every single year of my life. It's usually around March or April. I don't want to go outside. I don't want to get dressed. I don't want to see anybody. I just want to lay around and do nothing. And no matter how much I try to convince myself otherwise, a lot of times I just felt that way. So I began to read up on why I had these feelings and why, and were they normal? Well, research not only confirmed these feelings, but Kayla Liz called this therapy Positive Activity Intervention, PAIs for short. This therapy is intentional positive behaviors, which include random acts of kindness, showing gratitude, and meditating on positive thoughts of others. This was from Life Science, August 2011. I would include positive thoughts of yourself also, such as positive affirmations. As I wake up every day, I ask God to let me touch at least three people's lives in positive way. Then I also, as I get dressed in the morning, I sing a song in the bathtub. You know, song kind of goes like this. Forgive me if you don't like my singing. But my song that I sing every day is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, so Lord, please, let me touch at least three people's lives in a positive way as by giving them something positive from my mind thought, encouraging them to do something positive for themselves, or encouraging them to do something positive for others. You know, that's the other thing that I do every single day is I take time to do a little meditation. Think about my day. Think about the one focus that I'll have. Like yesterday, I was focusing in on writing. With a conference coming up and all the other things that I'm involved in with other business women and organizations, I discovered that I have to focus in on certain things, and that will help me stay positive, because otherwise I get totally overwhelmed because so many things are going on. So I learned to focus, and eating our daily bread and having a focus allows me to do that. Our daily bread is basically a biblical book which focuses on a topic for the day, and it tells a story, making an analogy to earthly and biblical situations. That truly helps me realize that everything we do here on earth has a biblical background to it. Then I move on to the second tool that I'm going to speak to you about, and that is being surrounded by positive business associates and positive friends. You know, it was funny, right a few minutes ago, Tanya was speaking on connecting yourself with people who are doing things that are great. And when you participate in something, if it's not what you thought it was, sit back and think about it and see if it's something that you should continue to do. I totally agree with her on that. Because it's so critical to create a circle of positive and uplifting people in your life to help your mental state. That way, you keep a lot of the junk out. And I noticed over the past 30 years, as I have worked as an entrepreneur in a variety of environments, that I've been blessed to figure out in that group one person that I can connect with where we have common interests, we have similar mindsets, and we spend time uplifting each other and encouraging each other to do better. You know, in my circle, as one would say, you know, I have over the years developed friends and business partners since I was 5 years old. And it's based on the method that I just mentioned to you. Having those people in my life helps me when I am struggling to pick up the phone and say, hey, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing right here. Can you please give me some guidance? Or, hey, man, I'm struggling today. I don't know how to deal with this situation. What would you do if that situation was happening to you? And doing that has allowed me to really bring in the right people in my circle who continue to encourage me. You know, one of my dearest friends from high school, she lives in Atlanta, Georgia, but she used to travel all around the world because her husband was in the service. She sent me an email one time And that email said, choose who you let sit in the front row of your theater. Everyone is not worthy. And I hold on to that because one thing about me is that, like my daughters and my family say, I never meet a stranger. I can talk to anyone and start a conversation. In fact, most times people feel comfortable enough to me, and before I know it, they've told me their life story. So I love people. That's what I do. I love networking, connecting with people. But at the same time, as I began to be around people and I realized that this person is not the person that I need in my life on a full-time basis to keep me encouraged, I don't do anything to, you know, put them out of my life. I just learn to deal with that person on their level and keep them at a distance and only be involved in them in the environment that both of us are part of. So having a positive circle of friends and business partners are so critical. As I continue to work my nonprofit, Essence of a Lady Incorporated, I have found myself doing the same thing with boards. As I bring, you know, as we bring new board members on, I discover, oh, this person brings more negativity than they do a positive spin on anything that we're doing. We have to find a way to release this person. In fact, I had to do that at the end of my conference back in 2012. And it worked out perfect because this person was at the whole conference. They were on the board. During the planning part, they refused to listen to what I was saying or being combative at meetings. Then at the conference, they spent more time being negative, talking about things weren't right. And my co-chair said to me, she said, you know, Joanne, you didn't realize this, but this person didn't expect this conference to be successful. They thought it was not going to be successful until they showed up and saw the people and the environment and how people were walking around happy, enjoying themselves. Well, that was definitely a learning experience, and God gave me the guidance and wisdom to find a way to get that person off our board. And the next year, last year, the conference was very successful without her, and so this year I saw her, and she said, oh, me and some of my friends will be coming to the conference this year. I said, oh, okay. So surrounding yourself with a circle of positive friends and business associates is very critical to your mental state because it can make you or break you. The third tool I want to talk about is for a positive mental state is having a strong family and community support, which helps you get through the times when you may feel like you're in a total state of depression. I know that's a buzzword that most of us don't want to talk about or even think about it, but it exists. It exists in society. It exists within all of us. You know, we call it different things. You know, when I was selling books in the summertime when I was in college, my book sales manager used to call it Mr. Mediocrity, sitting on the left side of your shoulder, where Mr. Mediocrity would come in and tell you all these negative things and make you feel horrible, make you feel like you can't do anything, and make you feel like the world is against you. That's the same evil spirit that comes within us to make us depressed, to tell us that, oh, here you are, 52 years old, and you still haven't accomplished this, or you still haven't done that. Look at you. You've been saying you're going to lose 30 pounds for the past 30 years, and you still haven't done it. Look at you. You are 52, and you still have not taken your company to the level that you should have taken it based on all your knowledge, experience, and expertise, or even coming to your spirit and tell you that you aren't worthy of the spouse that you have or the partner that's in your life or the success that you're experiencing. Well, guys, ladies, gentlemen, we all experience it, but it's not what we go through. It's how we come out of it. Because my motto is life is learning and learning is growing. And that strong family and community support can truly help you get through that. I always tell people that I've been truly blessed with a strong support. I have four other siblings, one twin sister, and no matter what, and I'm still blessed to have my mother alive. No matter what I do, no matter how many things I come up with or ideas or for business success, my family have always been there for me. They have traveled over 1,000 miles to come to any and everything that I put together. Every single conference, from the first one I had back in 1993 called the Ladies Only Conference to the past two conferences in 2012 and 2013. All but one of my siblings came, and so did my mother. In fact, last year, 10 of my families and friends came to the conference, the Females of Fabulous Conference, and they support and participate in anything I do, plus the community support. I've always had a strong community support, and one thing I discovered now is the communities have changed. When I was growing up, I had a strong community support of friends and families, but now the communities are mostly nonprofit organizations who come into the lives of children and adults to give them the support that they need. And I have been blessed to connect with at least 30 nonprofit organizations over the past 2 years since I've had the conference, and over the past 25 years since I've had Essence of a Lady Incorporated nonprofit. And I say use those people. Don't be so caught up in your mess that you feel that you have no one to turn to. Because rest assured, I go through it. Everyone in this world goes through it, and that includes you. So take time to acknowledge, okay, I am going through a state of depression. That can last 1 week. That can last 2 weeks. The big concern is if it lasts beyond that, then you seriously need to go and search out a psychologist, a psychiatrist to help you get through that. Because the only way you can be a truly effective and successful business owner, a nonprofit, or just a person in life is to acknowledge your struggle. And if it's so severe that you can't pull yourself out of it, then acknowledge that God has placed people here on earth with experience, knowledge, and expertise who can help you. Because then and only then can you provide the best opportunity and service to your client base and your customer base. Remember, you are a fabulous human being. Regardless of your struggles in life, God has gifted you with talents that He wants you to live out your life's purpose on. And the only way you can do that is have a clear mental state by surrounding yourself with positive people, surrounding yourself with your family and friends who encourage you, and also by surrounding yourself with you in a positive state of mind. It's through these opportunities that you can become the best person that you can be, and therefore leverage your mental state of mind and give your clients the best you can. If you desire more information about this, feel free to, number one, connect with our nonprofit, Essence of a Lady Incorporated. See, we love women and girls, and that's why we recruit women to become philanthropists. Remember, research shows that when you are doing positive acts of kindness, showing gratitude, and controlling your mindset, then you're controlling your mindset in that manner. So connect with us and surround yourself with positive women and girls in a positive environment. And the ultimate way to do that is to also join us September the 5th through the 7th at our Females Are Fabulous Conference. You want to find out more information? Then go to www.eladies.org and go to the top of the page and register for a free birthday gift. That's right. We love you so much. We will start giving out free birthday gifts for life to those who join our email list. And also you will get information on the conference, how you can be at the conference and win $1,000, because we will give $1,000 away, one to one girl and one to one woman. And that's September the 5th through 7th again. Also, I want to tell you how you can join a magnificent, fabulous online marketing site where we'll give you a free listing. It's called eladies.biz. That's right, ladies, the revolutionary website where women can buy, sell, and barter products and services from each other. And ultimately, again, leverage your business and life by doing what you love to do and building a clientele base that's global online with other like-minded positive women who are doing great things around the country and ultimately globally. So go to eladies.biz and claim your free listing for your business and your nonprofit. Or let's say you don't have a business. Well, you still need information sometime on how, when you're in a city and you need your nails done, you'll be able to go on this site and find a nail tech in your community. But the only way that we can have this information is for you as a business owner to go online and get your free listing on eladies.org. Thank you so much, and you guys have a fabulous day.
Yay, that was amazing as always.